Researchers with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine are confident characterizing the epidemiology of Streptococcus suis will lead to improved diagnostics and treatment. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
In an effort to improve the diagnostics and treatment of Streptococcus suis, researchers with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine have been examining the epidemiology of the infection in Western Canada. Dr. Mateus Costa, an assistant professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an adjunct professor with Utrecht University, says the difficulty in dealing with strep suis is that the bacteria is so common, and it doesn't always cause infection.
Virtually 100% of the pigs have Streptococcus suis. So the challenge is differentiating those that are truly affected by Streptococcus suis, so where Streptococcus suis is the primary cause of disease, versus where it's just an opportunistic bacteria found following some other disease. So the main challenge for the veterinarian and the diagnostician working on cases is this strep suis virulent or pathogenic or not? So to diagnose strep suis, we often suggest that producers and vet working with their veterinarians should not be looking at the upper respiratory tract. So submitting nasal swabs or even lung samples will not help that much, because we know we'll find Streptococcus suis in those samples. It's more about finding Streptococcus in organs that should not have any of that. So that includes internal organs such as spleen, liver, joints, for example. So definitely refer to your herd veterinarian if you feel like there is an issue with strep suis. But treatment ranges from anti-inflammatories in acute cases such as meningitis to reduce the inflammation in the brain and hopefully help the animal regain consciousness, and antibiotics to detain the infection from further developing.
Dr. Costa suggests improved diagnostics and treatment will reduce production losses, improve animal health, and increase the efficiency of antimicrobial use. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.